WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. The Red Sox were not powered by Dustin May last night. We knew, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, that all good things come to an end, whether it's 10-game winning streaks or 7-game winning streaks. And we knew there was a possibility that Dustin May in his debut might not be...
Dustin May suck?
Yeah, suck is a little strong.
That was pretty bad.
May not be good enough to stay in the rotation for very long.
May be a long reliever candidate.
Yes, and I think Alex Cora previewed that with us yesterday at Fenway Park when he said, oh, this is great, that's great, this is good. We'll talk about his usage later. I think that may have been foreshadowing that Dustin May is not necessarily going to be one of the five in the rotation for the long haul.
No, as a matter of fact, his outing last night left me thinking for the majority of the night, all right, what is the next priority for this baseball team? Because you lock up your superstar, the young face of the franchise, Roman Anthony, long term. Breslow comes out in the salmon-colored jacket. Side note, I don't trust anyone who wears a salmon-colored jacket.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't.
What's wrong with salmon? Isn't that kind of like a highfalutin? Yeah. Or is that why?
It's highfalutin. Exactly. Yeah, like you
that
think
falls in line.
You think
with
you
like,
need to wear a salmon-colored suit? No, I'm out.
I don't
can't
have
do
one.
It.
I'm
okay.
Not sure I could pull it off.
You probably could, actually. You're venturing braver and braver into, like, you're wearing
know.
Your Hey Dudes, you got on your happy golf shirt. Like,
and I got mocked for it.
These are, why?
Dan Ball's mean.
No.
That's why.
No, it's
oh,
just.
Oh, yeah, I was the only one that mocked you for it.
He's reactive to the way that he's been treated around
I just
here,
jumped. So. I just jumped in line. The Greg Hill show started, and then I just piled
yep.
on.
Yeah, Greg Hill show.
They thought it was off-brand because they're used to seeing, like, Sports Academy and Visor, not like, who's this guy in the golf shirt and the Hey Dudes?
If we're right. going to be honest, Brianna from Dana-Farber also brought it up at the very least. She didn't mock it, but I felt like in the situation she was a step away from mocking.
It's all good.
We had a nice visit over there at Dana-Farber this morning as a show. We'll get into that at some point. But the Boston Red Sox, it was everything was rolling, and Breslow had pulled out of the trade deadline with wins and Roman Anthony signed for the next 8 years. And all was going well. And then last night's game unfolded and Dustin May took the mound and it wasn't great. It was meh at best, and I think suck is a little strong. I think meh at best is probably more accurate.
What, 3 1/3, 91 pitches, 3 earned runs?
That's
like,
not
that's,
great.
No, it's not great. Hit not a hit batter, a home
okay,
run.
Okay, Dan Ball gave the thumbs down from behind the glass. Okay,
yeah,
that's because he sucked last night. Guys.
No, he stunk.
Come on.
He stunk. We said, I think we as a show agreed yesterday that if he could go five innings, 3 runs, if he could produce 5 innings, 3 runs, we would be happy.
So
we
he gave up 3 runs in 3 2/3 of an inning. Jordan Hicks gave up 3 in an inning. Does that suck?
Yeah, I didn't say Jordan Hicks. No, that sucks too.
You know what both of those guys have in common?
What's that?
Breslow acquired him. He was like, see those pitchers? I want them on the Red Sox.
Well, Jordan Hicks has at times looked good, but I agree 1,010,100% with what the broadcast team said last night. Fleming said, folks, I'm paraphrasing, but I think I'm pretty accurate here. Folks, that the 3-run home run, that's what happens when you can't locate your fastball.
Oh, and he can't.
No,
he has
no control. I think you and Jordan Hicks would get along great. You know how you say sometimes, like, sometimes I open my mouth and I have no idea what's going to come out of
it. Yeah, he opens his hand. He has no idea where that ball is going.
He unfurls. That he's like, I have no idea where this is going, but let's see. He's like Ricky Vaughn, Wild Thing, before he got tamed and became an elite closer in Major League. That's exactly where Jordan Hicks is right now.
And he allowed, I believe it was Will Middlebrooks on Nesson one night to use just a bit outside when the ball went to the backstop.
Yeah.
Dave O'Brien kind of skipped past it, didn't really acknowledge it with the attention that I thought it was worthy of. But there's a lot of discussion of not just the Red Sox winning. It's a perfect example, though, of what we do in Boston. We overanalyze everything. The team, whatever my number is, 21-7 in their last 28 games or whatever the hell it is, like a ridiculous streak here that they're on to salvage the season, give us all hope and expectations and get greedy, all those things. And yet we start talking about, well, the trade deadline still sucked. I don't care if they've won 5 in a row since then. It sucked, blah, 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 blah. And then, yeah, you know why they signed Anthony? To distract us from not getting anything at the trade deadline.
Oh, did they bright shiny objects us over here with that one? No.
Am I supposed to care?
About which one?
Like,
you should care about
why
contract.
Did they sign Anthony?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Long term on a good deal.
So as Dante Scarnecchia used to say, don't tell me how rough the water is, just put the boat in. If the boat is in the water, I'm happy. They put Roman Anthony in the water. Why they did it, distract me, good business, cheap. Some people think that too, cheap. Well, you're signing him now because you're cheap and you don't want to have to pay him
more
later.
No, it's a smart thing to do.
What?
And I also agree with the midday show's spin that maybe, just maybe, in addition to being, shall we say, frugal with the Fenway budget, that they may have learned something from the brutally botched negotiations of the past decade, most notably Marcus Mookie Betts, and figured, you know what we can do? We can avoid all of the animus and vitriol that came with haggling over $500,000 in arbitration. Just give the kid a good, fair deal now. We'll probably come out on the right side of the budget because he may or may not make a lot of All-Star games and win an MVP or two. Let's just go ahead and do this now. You've got a base from which you can build this team and add veteran talent for years to come, Andy, and your fans love it. The only problem is I have no idea who the fourth starter is.
Okay, we'll work that out as we go. And the beauty of it is if you get to where you think you're going to get to, you usually can get by on three starters, correct? You can kind of squeeze it out there.
Yeah, but, dude, it gets like, you know how sometimes you go in a lake and there'll be like a sign that says, be careful, precipitous drop after like the little buoys. Yeah. We're not talking about like it goes from 5 feet to 7 feet to 9 feet. It goes from 5 feet to 50 feet quick with this Red Sox rotation. We have a megalodon in the
lake? Living in the lake, yeah. It's the damnedest thing. You got to go really far down to see it, and that's why they tell you there's a drop-off.
But that's like a saltwater creature.
Yeah, no, it's morphed over time.
No, it's a movie. It's
yes, Dan Bolt.
Kyle Harrison, 5 innings, 2 hits, and no runs today with 7 strikeouts. So maybe he's closing
hey,
in on that
Dan,
fifth
you know,
starter
honestly,
spot.
As we speculated yesterday on the program, WEI Afternoons, download it today, Odyssey app. We thought he would be the next candidate because obviously we've seen what does or does not fit in his particular spot. Walker Buehler, hit or miss, wild card every time. Why not give Kyle Harrison a shot to see if there's any chance he could be of some fourth starter value the rest of the way?
He will get a chance, and he will get the opportunity to try to salvage the trade of Rafi
Devers.
Are we
already there?
We're going down that road a little bit. They already traded away the Tibbs kid, and he's hitting home runs elsewhere in the minor leagues.
And why did they do that? Tibbs wasn't Tibbs. Mr. Tibbs went for
desperate.
Dustin May, right?
Desperate. Because it was the clock was literally reaching 5:59:59, and they needed to acquire a starting pitcher because they had put all their eggs and hopes and attention into the Joe Ryan basket, and they scrambled to go get a pitcher, so they overpaid.
He would have looked good in a Red Sox uniform, but in my mind's eye, he looks better and better in what would have been a Red Sox uniform every day.
The Dustin May trade was the example of your car exploded. It blew up. You go to the car dealership to buy a new car. They are giving you a terrible deal, and you're like, I need to take
what
this deal because
I
can't get home if I don't have a new car. And that is Dustin May. So you bought a lemon, a clunker at a high price. But getting back to Roman Anthony, you bring up Mookie Betts. I think we can all agree. 617-779-7937 if
is
you want to disagree.
Number. Oh, okay.
No. If you want to disagree, but I think we can all agree that, one, Roman Anthony is the best all-around baseball player to come through Boston since Mookie Betts.
Our phone lines are open.
Yes. Oh, I think that is universally, easily agreed upon.
So you just paid him 8 years, $130 million, and I know you didn't really, you were going to have him for the next 4 or 5 years anyway. He was going to be arbitration eligible. But as you mentioned, if you go down the road of arbitration and you start telling him why we can't pay you as much as you think you want to be paid, now you're Corbin Burns, you're these players, Jaron Duran, last year that starts to change the relationship with the organization. He's now locked and loaded. 8 years, he can go out there, and he said it. He just needed 150 at-bats here in Boston to
realize,
this is where I want to be. Boston, Fenway Park, Nantucket on off days with my buddy Marcelo Meyer. We'll take the ferry out there or the plane out.
My sister, probably
a private jet.
My sister looking like a smoke show standing next to John Henry. Boy, did he position himself in the right spot in the family photo.
Will Fleming saying, you can't take your eyes off my family, the whole thing there.
And everyone's looking at his mom. Hey, by the way, I would just like to reply, as you've given out the phone number, gentle reminder to the audience, it is, of course, our text line as well. A 508 texter, hey, morons, you can't win every blanking game.
And the blank was an F word.
I know.
Jesus.
A, we're aware of that. B, we're not complaining about a single loss.
Time out. You can.
You can technically.
Win every
there
game.
Is no law against it. You're
nope.
Right. It's just
never
extremely.
Been done.
It's never been done. It's very difficult.
It's hard in all sports.
It is. It's very difficult.
But you are
allowed.
It's like the
yes.
teacher. Can I go to the bathroom? I don't know. Can you? You
it's
can
may
win
I.
every game.
Yes. You can technically win every game. That said,
I gave effing snark to effing snark.
We're not being too myopic in focus and analysis here, just like locking in on last night's game and what it means for the Red Sox chance to hold on to the first wild card or chase the AL East lead. No, this is more about some of the things that we all wanted the Red Sox to address at the trade deadline. An extra bat and or a fourth starter or second starter or third starter reared their ugly heads last night. Plus, Andy, I hate to dip into the bucket of cliches this early, but sometimes them's the breaks. You got a ball hit by, I believe it was Anthony or Duran. No, Duran had the wicked liner down to first. Normally would have been a hit, but the guy just happened to be in the right spot
baseball,
at the right time.
Ray, it's baseball.
It's baseball, Ray. And then you've got the Roman Anthony hit that would have been a home run in 29 out of 30 parks. Them's the breaks. It's baseball, Ray. What you going to do?
But you might give yourself a better chance if you acquired a different pitcher at the deadline, if you acquired a different pitcher in the bullpen.
Precisely.
And Breslow has had his ups and downs. I think we can all agree on that.
Salmon coat?
Old Salmon coat has had his ups and downs. And, you know, you might say you got lucky to get some of the success you've had over the course of the season, whatever. But the reality is yesterday was not a great day for Craig Breslow coming out of the trade deadline, seeing a couple of his acquisitions of the last couple months pitch, give up runs, not pitch very well, because we know our buddy Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons tells us multiple times every Wednesday that pitching, 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 mm-hmm. pitching. He wants pitching, if at all possible.
You know what else? They have a good baseball team.
They do have a good baseball team. But, you know, yesterday was one of those that you can't effing win every one of them kind of games. The Roman Anthony thing, though, that I want to get into is, where does he suddenly rank? Because it's life comes at you fast. And Roman Anthony is now a superstar in Boston sports. Superstar in Boston sports. I think we can say that already.
Wait, Roman Anthony is the second biggest superstar in Boston sports right
now? No, he's a superstar in Boston sports. But where does he rank? Where does the hierarchy come? There is a bit of a, I won't say drought here, but because of some down years, you have the Celtics riding high, where they had their superstar and then their superstar running mate, whatever you want to call Jaylen Brown, and then they had all these other guys that are kind of stars in the NBA, a Porzingis here. And
a Derek White there.
Yes, so they had guys like that. The Bruins have one star/superstar in Pasta, right? The rest are...
I hate to say it, he's not on the medal stand right now.
Okay, so the Bruins are eliminated from contention, right? Okay. We got
it
nobody?
It is Jason Tatum.
At practice yesterday with the Patriots.
It is Drake May. It is Jaylen Brown, and then nipping at their heels, Roman Anthony.
And I think that is a really impressive ascension.
And a sad indictment of the state of the Bruins.
Probably, to some degree, yes. Because if you went back to the glory days, included the Patriots, for example, in a day when Tom Brady was looking left to Rob Gronkowski and right to Julian Edelman.
Yeah, they were always gold, silver, bronze. You got to be kidding me.
They're high up on the list.
And damn, Dole's
handsome. Or even
handsome.
Red Sox days when it was Poppy, Betts, Devers, what? Bogarts.
Go back. How about...
But I'm not even going back that far.
How
I'm
about
saying
back in the early
2000s, history,
like... I mean, when you have Brady and Pedro and Ortiz, are you kidding me? Like, that kind of star power was Tom Cruise, superstar, presidential, international pop star, K-pop, electric.
And Roman Anthony is finding his way at the plate. He's finding his way in his field, and he's finding the way in Boston sports and on the roadmap of stars. I find him a fascinating character already. And I know we
Roman Anthony?
Yes.
Because he's steady.
He's somehow an old soul and a super young soul all wrapped into one. Like, his youth and his looks, you're like, Jesus, does this kid shave? He's young looking. Then you see him surrounded by women and you're like, oh my God, this guy's got the world by the cojones. People want to, you know, the old women want to be with him, men want to be him kind of thing. And then you hear him talk. And there is a sage style to his delivery, sort of just a monotonic, even-keeled, you know, not too excited. How excited would you be if yesterday, at 21 years of age, you signed a $130 million contract? Do you think you'd be like,
well, I just always thought I wanted to play baseball in the city of Boston.
So no, because you wouldn't be able to hear me talk through the ninth magnum of champagne that I would be guzzling.
It'd be like, holy bleep, holy bleep, holy bleep, I just won the lottery. Yes, guzzle this, eat that, live the life.
No, you'd be like... You probably hear in the background, sir, that's the third Maserati you've purchased today. Don't care. Let's go.
Yeah. So I find him a really interesting character. And then even what Alex Cora told us yesterday about the energy that the old guys are getting from the young guys. And when we say young guys, the leader of the young guys is Roman Anthony. So when he talks about older players going to the young players to feed off of them and to get things from them, I think Roman Anthony is at the head of that list. So we're talking a little Red Sox. They lost, but things are looking bright because Roman Anthony is here for the next 8 years at $130 million, maybe as much as $230 million. Although, as Wet Blanket Arcand pointed out, that means he has to win the MVP like every year.
Yeah, I'm going to be the best player in baseball, damn it, every year. I don't like it if you guys do.
He might be the best player in baseball. 617-779-7937. How you feeling about this Roman Anthony situation? Were you distracted? Was it a ploy from Breslow? Or are you like me? You're just happy to have a great player and know you can buy his jersey and wear his jersey for the next 8 years as a member of the Boston Red Sox. Talking about that next with your phone calls here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, for the first time today, despite making fun of me in my shirt, gives you what's trending. Roman Anthony meeting with the media yesterday after signing his... What the hell is going on behind the glass back there here on WEEI Afternoons?
Acknowledge him, Andy. No, put the one up.
I will acknowledge nobody. Roman Anthony, I acknowledge you when you do something well. And I love you as a baseball player. It is eye-opening, though, to look at the world we live in baseball, now in Boston, where a guy who has 45 hits in his career, who has two home runs in his career. He got $65 million per career home run to sign with the Boston
Red Sox.
Must
be nice.
That is how fast he has fast-tracked his career to superstardom.
Can I be honest?
He's a superstar in Boston right now.
Can I be honest? This is no long-term concern, believe me. But that said, I wouldn't mind a couple more pops from him.
They wouldn't either. If you listen to the boys on our broadcasts, the one thing they've been talking to him about is, whereas everybody else on this team had to stop trying to hit the ball in the air all the time, they would like him to hit the ball in the air a little bit more launch angle, that he has such high exit velocities, but it is often on ground balls.
Right.
Let's do that on line drives, yes, or balls that could carry out of the ballpark. Snarkily, we did have somebody say, not bad for a guy with warning track power. Too bad Anthony only has warning track power, says the 207.
I got to say, the text line, for a day where it's like sunny and 80 outside and the Sox have won more often than not, text line is in a mood today. What's up, Boston?
Also, is the warning track in minor league baseball 497 feet away? Because I believe he hit a home run earlier this year that went 497
feet. He did.
So that's a big ballpark. If that's the warning track, what's the wall at 510?
Yeah.
505? So I am
Roman can rake.
But it is definitely a projection of what you expect him to be.
I'm looking for a little more ding-dong power.
So
right
he
now.
Has 163 at-bats right now. So let's say you're looking
two
for 500.
Two dongs for 163?
If he's a 10 home run guy, I think you might be like, I kind of thought this was going to play out differently over the course of a season. I'm not worried about that. I am really not worried about that. I like the contract. My reaction is quite simple. A player I like watching play baseball for the Boston Red Sox is going to play baseball for the Boston Red Sox for the next 8 years.
And
something that hasn't always been a known commodity, a known thing. Like, we got the Killer Bees, Betts, Benintendi, Bogarts.
Now let's find a way to butcher and botch this.
We got Devers. I don't know if I love Devers, but okay, you're keeping him. Oh, you're not keeping him anymore?
No.
You got rid of him too?
Oh, man.
It's something that this franchise, this fan base has had to deal with. And Sam Kennedy actually mentioned this morning on the Greg Hill Show on the front office report that was at least in their minds.
It
as
was definitely
doing this
in
deal.
The collective soup as a part of all this. And I'll tell you, you said yesterday, hey, well, you know what, Fitzy? Now you know if you're going to swing by the pro shop, if you're going to go souvenir hunting,
now the
you
question
know which jersey
is, what
to get.
Color?
Right.
The traditional white, the yellow, or the City Connect?
Right. Or do we wait until like the rivalry edition, the Frosty Blue comes out?
No, if I were you, that's Roman Anthony to me, Roman Anthony is traditional white.
Oh, you have to go. Iconic.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's like
I told you, he was
Ted Williams, Roman Anthony.
I remember I said he's like a combination of like Bryce Harper and Fred Lynn. He's got that kind of stature, that kind of poise. You love the fact that a player you love watching is locked up on the long term. I love the fact that the Red Sox are doing business as the Red Sox have not done business, which is locking up the youth core on at large and en masse right now. Christian Campbell, for whatever you like to think or not think of him, should and could be a long-term solution.
Watch
to many
him strike
needs.
Out at lunch.
Okay. You know what, though? He either is going to come up to this team and be a significant contributor or land you a pitcher in the offseason
sure
as part
about
of
that?
A trade. You sure about that? You sure about that?
You real sure?
He could be part of it. and then Rafael, obviously, and now Roman Anthony, and then eventually they'll sign all the guys. Oh. And guess what? They're going to have a core around which they can build and lean on for years to come. Then you sign veterans around it. That's how you win.
Absolutely. I love the core. We talked about it yesterday.
And Crochet, by the way, the Crochet deal, even though I love giving Breslow crap for being the salmon, old salmon coat, got to say, tip of the cap.
No, his contract's been pretty damn
good.
A,
it's a bargain right now. And B, if you think about how difficult it was at the time, like, oh, man, they're trading Kyle Teal, but I thought we had left-handed Mike Piazza. He went out and found Narvaez, and Narvaez has completely erased any longing we would have had for a power-hitting catcher.
As long as he's healthy.
I know. But hasn't he been?
Cynical question.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I got a real cynical question for you.
This guy's not allowed to come out in this hour.
No, and we see your phone call, 617-779-7937. The one downside to me, if you are a Red Sox fan, and depending on who you're a fan of, the Anthony deal kind of ensures that now they're going to trade somebody. Right? Because your outfield is going to be Roman Anthony, Sadon Rafaela, and one of two options.
Whoever signs first.
Choose your own adventure.
Honestly.
Abreu this or is
like
Duran.
This is like when the Joker grabbed a pool stick, snapped it in half, handed the half sticks to two of his henchmen and said, one of you is going to be my number one guy.
So do you just slide the offer across to the two, whatever you think is a low ball offer, and say, I'd take it if I were you because the other guy might take his.
Let's play pick one. Go.
Right now?
Yep.
Right now, and this is a month after I believe I said they should trade Jarren Duran because the Padres were so hot and bothered to get him, and I think there was value there. I think it's Jarren Duran you keep. I think now we're starting to see the good Jarren Duran here. He seems less pressured, especially this would have been a good question for Alex Cora next Wednesday. We talk to him 2:30, hopefully. If Roman Anthony is going to be your leadoff hitter and you don't lean on Jarren Duran to do that long term, he seems like some pressure has been relieved by him not batting leadoff. A little more pop in the bat, non-leadoff. I think I'd go Jarren Duran. Abreu is just too streaky for me. Too streaky.
And isn't Duran the poster child of streaky play?
No, because it's different. Duran gets hot. Abreu gets streaky.
So we're just ignoring that he was the best hitter in baseball to start the season, Abreu was?
No. I'm not ignoring it. It's part of the streakiness. You know who else was the best rookie in baseball? The first baseman for the Woo Sox right now. Now he's not even a Major League Baseball player anymore. Life comes at you fast, good and bad. I've been saying it. So your answer is different, Dan Ball? Duran or Abreu? Who you
got keeping? You have two Durans in the studio. You don't even need to know my stance, obviously. Two opinions behind the glass. Ball?
Yeah, I think I would go with Abreu. I think there's less downside.
Keeping Abreu
and moving
Duran. You can pack your things.
I think you can. That's fine, and I'd pack him with Jarren Duran, and we can both get moved for prospects. Because, I think there's a little bit of downside with Duran, because I think his skill set ages worse than Abreu's does. I think if he loses the speed, then you lose a lot of what makes him so special.
So let me throw one more wrinkle in here to this discussion or caveat. Sam Kennedy referenced that they were aware of fans and how much fans like players and having had to lose players and keeping a player you love now.
Has a random group of people stood outside the stadium and gone, Abreu. No, they haven't.
I don't know what that means.
No, but like there was the Jarren Duran.
Well, that was my point I was making. Jarren Duran is the most popular member of the Boston Red Sox right now by my unofficial sampling of the fan base, just being in Fenway Park, jerseys, things of that nature. I don't think Abreu is that popular. I don't know that there's a strong Abreu fan club fan base. He's not an All-Star Game MVP. And I'm going to be honest, some of the issues that Jarren Duran has dealt with, I think, are a draw for some people. I'm just going to say that and throw that out there, and it makes him popular in certain fabric areas of the makeup of Red Sox Nation. But I don't think they would miss Abreu. I don't think there'd be a lot of... If you trade Abreu tomorrow for a starting pitcher, I think people go, oh, nice, you helped the ball club, you got an arm.
Okay,
if you trade Duran, there's people upset.
So right now, Duran is 28, slightly higher average, fewer home runs, only has 12, 64 ribeyes, obviously better speed. Abreu, 26, batting 250, 20 ding-dongs on the season. I think he's probably hitting home runs a little higher than people expected. Duran, a little bit lower. But between the two, obviously, I'm Duran. Stiz, who are you picking?
Stiz isn't here.
I guess he left.
Stiz has no opinion on this at all. I will
tell
you. He
just wants everybody to be happy.
So I put out the poll, show poll for the day. Andy Hart at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoon. Simple question. Who is the face of the Boston Red Sox? And yes, this plays into yesterday's signing. Alex Cora, Roman Anthony, Jarren Duran, or other Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Who's leading the polling?
Most popular player.
Nope. Face of the Red
face
Sox.
Face of the
gonna
Red Sox.
Going to need you to listen if you're going to take part in the
hey,
show.
Hey, hey, hey. I was answering fan mail. Let's see.
Probably do that
face
during
the
break.
Red Sox. A lot of mail. I'm gonna go with Roman Anthony. And
Roman
I'm gonna go
Anthony,
with 53%.
36% Roman Anthony.
Damn it.
26% Jaron Duran, 23% Alex Cora, and a strong showing of 15% of other. And the first
23% for your manager is significant considering he's not Vrabel.
I actually think it's great news because I think Alex Cora has been the face of this franchise for a number of years now, and that's part of the reason why this franchise has been in the last place area of the division. Now you have two young star players that are ahead of him in the voting. Another one getting a lot of the other votes, probably not surprisingly. Ted Johnson probably is voting in this way as well. St. Bregman, Alex Bregman, getting votes for the face of the Boston Red Sox right now.
Boy, the text line loves Abreu.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he's a good player, guys. Come on.
They're both good players.
No one said he isn't a good ball player.
How many outfield spots are there?
There are three.
Okay, and how many do you have?
You have four.
Is that
well,
a problem?
You have three and then whatever you consider Rafaela to be.
Well, the side topic here
he's a ball
that,
player.
That I put in our morning email, if we're going to list some of the negatives on this team, right? Yoshida stinks. Yoshida can't hit a fastball. Yoshida can't hit a breaking ball. Yoshida can't hit. And we know he can't really field. They don't want him to field. He's a DH. So I don't know if you can just dump him and then use some rotating DH four-man outfield platoon game
they
thing.
They probably prefer that. I would.
You're a better lineup that way.
And who do you DH? I feel like Duran might be your answer just based on his issues in left field this season.
Can I give you a reverse answer to that, though?
Always.
Based on the fact that we know he overanalyzes and overcriticizes himself, do you want him doing what Rafi Devers talked about, thinking about the next at-bat every at-bat and not having something else to do?
It's a good question.
With his body and his mind and go out there and use his athleticism and run around and burn some energy. That would be my concern with him. I think I'd go Abreu. If I had to DH one of those guys, you're certainly not DHing Rafaela. I mean, that's like...
Why would you take
a Ferrari and pushing it by hand instead of actually driving it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But no, I think Abreu would be my choice there. I think my second choice would be Duran, I guess. Anthony's not a great outfielder. I don't know you want to screw him up at all. Whatever he wants to do is kind of how you let it play out.
I just want him out there because I'd like him to be your left fielder for the next, well, at least 8 to 9 years.
Oh, we're going to go back to the old days where it went from Ted Williams to Carl Yastrzemski to Mike Greenwell. He was good. He was solid. People don't
know. The Gator? Gator was rock solid.
Where there was like, we go like 15 years with left fielders. They get in that position, they stay in that position.
Yeah, it's about time we got to that. No disrespect to Tyler O'Neill, Adam Duvall, and all of the Renton outfielders they've had the last few years. But yeah, let's go Anthony for a while.
Okay, so have we settled on the trade best or the best solution is to get rid of Yoshida? Was that the simple answer to this?
Who's going to take him? And for what?
I don't know. D, the F, the A, or something. Just get rid of him. Cut
his
ass.
He's not going to be a D.
With the Boston Red Sox, you can have dead money. It's like an NFL franchise. Have a little dead money to make your team better. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls. If you had to trade somebody, now that the Red Sox have four long-term outfielders, would it be Abreu or Duran? Your call's next here on WEEI Afternoons. That was everybody's favorite president of baseball operations, Craig Breslow. Not going to lie, sounded a little nervous there. How can you be nervous when you just inked the best player on your team for $130 million for 8 years? It really is amazing that he can come off as nervous. That should have been one of his victory lap opportunities.
He's not a good public speaker.
No, he's not. It's kind of part of his job.
He sounds like a robot. That's why his true soul joined our show.
He doesn't even sound like Brezbot. A robot because robots don't get nervous. Brezbot doesn't get nervous. Brezbot just says whatever he wants, and Brezbot feels confident about it. Craig Breslow gets nervous. But we're talking about Roman Anthony, the Boston Red Sox. Is Roman Anthony the face of the franchise? 36% of Red Sox fans voting right now believe so, leading our poll at Jumbo Heart on Twitter if you want to join the voting. Let's go to the phone lines now, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tim in Connecticut. Tim, what are your thoughts on the post-Roman Anthony signing Red Sox?
So I think that's I'm glad they did it. But I got kind of a solution. You guys may or may not agree with it, and it brings in Joe Ryan. So we keep the three outfielders the way they are: Jaron Duran, Willie Abreu, and Roman Anthony. You put Zaidan at second. You bring Christian Campbell up to play first. You trade Yoshida and Tristan Casas for Joe Ryan.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Whoa.
That started with so much hope when you said Joe Ryan.
What happened to Trevor Story and Marcelo Meyer and Alex Bregman?
What happened to the Twins not being dumb enough to trade for Tristan Casas and...
Are you going to include Tolley in there or something?
No, no, that was his trade. It was two guys you don't want to get the guy you want more than anybody in the
two
world.
Two below-average fielding
lefties. That's the greatest
lefties.
Trade in baseball sports history. If you pull that off, two guys you literally don't want anymore.
The Herschel Walker trade would be like, wow, even I thought I was impressive.
Tim, I appreciate the effort, but that was one of the worst trade ideas I've ever heard.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
That's what that was.
You probably found whatever.
Was that me or Arkent?
That was you.
Oh. Sounded like me kind of doing an Arkent.
It did, right? It
doing
did.
A
that was
Kermit
your
the Frog.
That was your Kermit the Frog doing Arkent.
Arkent, Mahomes,
I
me,
I think Tim
blended.
Found whatever was left in Aaron Hernandez's flophouse.
Somebody asked me about being high the other day, and I've never been high. Oh, it was you.
Your wife?
No, I talked about how great you sleep if you have like half a gummy.
Yeah, Fitzy's trying to turn me into a
hold on. Can anyone else attest to
Dan? I will say you guys know that I am notoriously a night owl and have a horrible sleep schedule. Dan put me on to gummies. They've changed my life.
Wait, what kind of gummies?
Melatonin
gummies.
Okay, no, that's not what Fitzy's talking about. No, Fitzy's talking about gummies.
A 5
THC or whatever it
yes.
is. Yes, I've never done it.
What do you think THC or whatever it is.
L7!
L7.
Oh, boy. Boy. And this has been brought to you by boomers.biz.
I've actually been told that it would help my IBS as well.
It'll help. I've told you before what would help that. If you just put collagen in your coffee every morning, it would regulate your digestion.
Collagen in my coffee. I'm going back to the phone lines. Oh, Rick in New Hampshire.
You're afraid of change, you New Englander.
What's up, Rick?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rick. Rick, do you put collagen in your coffee?
In New Hampshire. And, every game, every pitch. Are you guys watching the games?
Yes.
I get so excited when I see Duran up there. He's not quite as good as he was last year, but he's such an exciting player. He's got so much speed. It seems to me that a lot of the outs he makes are he hits the ball hard, often in the air. And he's a plus-plus fielder. He makes some extraordinary catches. I just hope they don't blow it and get rid of him.
Thanks for the call, Rick.
What drug was Rick on?
I don't know, but I don't want it because I don't like the way he presented himself there.
What do you say, a plus-plus fielder?
I mean,
Is he watching the games?
Exactly. I was going to turn it on you, Rick. Are you watching the games? He's not a plus-plus fielder. He makes plus-plus plays.
Yes.
He also makes minus-minus plays with regularity. He's had a very... Jekyll and Hyde year out in left field where he's kicking the ball and all of that. I like Jaron Duran. Like, I think people are turning this into something it's not. Just because you're thinking of trading somebody, you're thinking of trading them to make your baseball team better. It's not because you hate him or you hate him. Yes, we would all like to do the trade of Yoshida and Casas and whoever else you want. Hicks. Let's throw Hicks in there. Yeah, that's an even better trade. If we can trade Hicks and Yoshida and Casas, and hell, we'll throw in Dustin May to get Joe Ryan, it's a great trade. That's not how trades work.
No.
I mean, the GM just told us last week that he put everybody on the table in the minor leagues. If you believe him, everybody on the table. Load it up. You can have whoever you want. And they didn't want that. But you think they want Yoshida?
But he didn't say how many ever.
But it doesn't matter. You think that team's going to want Yoshida instead of all the prospects? Does that make any sense?
Of course it does.
On how many gummies do I need to take for that to make sense?
That's three, at least three.
That's a lot of gummies. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
Hey, first of all, as far as Anthony goes, I see Anthony as the next Kyle Yastrzemski. He has everything going for him. He's got the same temperament. Nothing bothers him. He don't get too excited. But as far as Yoshida goes, stop with these. You can't trade him. That's what the Dodgers were saying last week when they traded me. How do we get rid of this bum? There's always somebody willing to take him, no matter what it's for.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, I don't know. The Red Sox can't trade for the Red Sox own players. I don't know how many more teams are out there that would be willing to trade for Yoshida at $18 million a year. 860 chimed in.
Mm-hmm.
Just got home and put on YouTube. Yes, we're available on YouTube and Twitch if you want to watch.
That's
the
what we tell them every day.
Yeah, that shirt heart. It'd look good on my wife, bleeping dolt.
Wait a second. What?
Making fun of my shirt. Said it would look good on his wife. Probably would. It's a nice shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt that has like barbecue nonsense on it. Like I'm wearing a Happy Dad shirt. Would my shirt Can you milk me, Greg?
207 also said, I think I can say this on the air, someone get hard a J-bone. Can I say that on the air, Stiz?
That's okay.
Too late now?
Yeah, a little bit, Andy.
And is a J-bone just a joint? Is that what I would say about that?
No, I mean, I wouldn't call it that. But
oh, what is it?
A joint.
Didn't I just say that?
I don't think anyone uses J-bone.
Oh, that term. The texture's cooler than everybody else.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Is there any Mary Jane available?
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We're talking about the Boston Red Sox. They lost their first game in a while last night because the pitchers that their GM acquired aren't very good, but they did sign Roman Anthony for the next 8 years, so everybody should rejoice and be happy he's the face of the franchise. Up next, the face of WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson, joins the show, and it's time for our three-point stances.